Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. This week, we lost one of our family here on earth. We love you, Omer Lee, and we look forward to seeing you again one day. Psalms 84 reads like this. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them, whose passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. Amen. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Let us pray. O great God, thou art so merciful, kind, and loving. Lord, we thank you for this Lord's Day. We thank you for salvation and for the place we know you've prepared, for your scripture says so. Father, we pray blessings upon your church family. We pray blessings and protection, Father. We pray they are lifted and encouraged and strengthened by your holy word. Help us, Father, to serve thee all the day long and praise thee for everything. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
because of who you are.
And hope for all who have sinned. You can walk all alone, never find your way home, till you see deep within, it's all about Him. It's not about ego or things you can hold. It's not about power or silver or gold, not who's at your table or where you lay down. It's not about spreading your wings on the ground. It's all about Him and the love that He gives, redemption and hope for all who have sinned. You can walk all alone, never find your way home, till you see deep within, it's all about Him. At your life, it may seem perfect, but just don't feel right. Lay down your fences and let the love in, right there beside you. It's all about Him. It's all about Him and the love that He gives, redemption and hope for all who have sinned. You can walk all alone, never find your way home, till you see deep within, it's all about Him. It's all about Him and the love that He gives, redemption and hope for all who have sinned. You can walk all alone, never find your way home, till you see deep within, it's all about Him. Just let His love in. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. Just let His love in. it's all about Him.
Bring Strangers is all about friends and loved ones dead and gone. Later, it is explained that he understood it to be inspired by soldiers returning from the Civil War to find that their families was gone. Bring Strangers is credited to Albert Brumley, a gospel songwriter and publisher sometime in the 1920s. He also wrote I'll Fly Away.
I was happy and free. I was
Let us remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us also pray for wisdom, strength, and healing upon our elders. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all as we can as the good Lord allows. Isaiah chapter 25, verses 8 through 12. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down from the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim. And he shall bring down their pride together with the spoils of their hands. And the fortress of the high fort of thy walls shall he bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, even to the dust. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter in the kingdom of heaven. Luke chapter 13, verses 29 through 33. And they shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out, and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye, and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Colossians 3, verses 1 through 7. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth, on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify, therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. Revelations 21, verses 4 through 8. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I will make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that cometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. As some of you know, I struggled with words this week. At times, I just didn't have the words to comfort or to encourage or even to love. I prayed and prayed for guidance on what to read to all that would listen. The verses you heard are the verses I felt the Spirit guide me to read. They encourage me to remember this world is not our final resting place. This world does not hold chains to us who believe. This world is but dust in the wind. God has prepared a much better place. God is so good, and His timing is perfect. Let us pray for one another to have the words to speak when the time is right, but to listen to the Spirit and be blessed by it. As James says in James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Great God Almighty, we want to thank you for this privilege it is to read your word. We are thankful for the wisdom that it provides and for the guidance it lays before us. We're so thankful for Jesus and for how he came to this earth and died for our sins. Through his death and resurrection, we can have life eternal. We can spend the rest of time with you. Let us remember to focus on that as we go through our daily lives. Help us to remember the joy that Jesus brings. Help us to remember that this world is not our home, that we have a greater place in store for us. We ask, Lord, that through our trials and tribulations, that you help us to focus on those good things. Help us to recognize that you always provide a way out. Help us to grow and learn in your faith and in our faith in your word. Lord, we love you, and we pray for your forgiveness where we fall short. We ask that you please bless this congregation, this community, this family, that you help us to be that shining light to all those that we meet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family. The family of God.